Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Saturday of the 19th week in Ordinary Time, and from Germany, we hear from Sister Kirsten Marie Beretz, a Dominican sister of Ehrenberg. Sister Kirsten Marie teaches high school in Vechta, and her preaching today is entitled, A Gentle Touch.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Children were brought to Jesus that he might lay his hands on them and pray. The disciples rebuked them, but Jesus said, Let the children come to me and do not prevent them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. After he placed his hands on them, he went away. The tactile sense is the first sense that develops in a person. Therefore, every baby needs the touches of his or her parents, siblings, and other people who mean well to him or her. Hence, recognizing and classifying touch is the first language that humans learn. And touch is not only the first language. Touch can heal people. Because recent research has shown that, for example, after a minor skin injury in a child, lightly blowing on the side of the injury and a gentle, tender stroking of the skin areas near the injury can not only provide comfort on a psychological level, but can even reduce the sensation of pain in the injured person on a neuronal level. No wonder that Jesus lays his hands on children and prays for and with them. He knows how important a gentle touch is. He lays his hands not only on children, but when someone asks for healing, Jesus lays them on the hem. The same is valid today. When priests and lay ministers offer a personal blessing in a service, the people love it. They want to receive that personal devotion, and more or less nobody refuses to be touched. However, in view of the abuse scandals all over the world, it is almost impossible to touch other people. It is impossible to lay hands on people as ingenuously as Jesus did. On one hand, that is wonderful because it is clear and common sense that nobody has the right to touch others without their consent. On the other hand, we lose a lot of closeness and spontaneity because it is evident that we must ask for that consent. Moreover, when touch is the first language humans learn and the last sense that humans recognize at the end of their lives, it is often the only possibility to communicate. When no more words are left, a friendly touch can mean that I am with you, bearing a hard time with you, and am by your side. But how difficult is this when we know that many church people have abused these tender touches? How difficult and maybe impossible is it when we know that for many church people, these tender touches were the beginning of much more? We, therefore, must learn the language of laying on hands new. We must find new ways to touch people without crossing and violating boundaries. We are challenged to touch people without touching them. That is difficult and sad, and often I am angry about the ones who misuse the language of touch. However, I believe that the Holy Spirit is with us, and He is the one who reaches out to our hearts without touching a single fiber. So we can learn it too, even though it might be more complicated. But reaching out to our fellow people is possible without crossing and violating boundaries. Just as Jesus reached out to the people, he touched them, we can touch them with using his words.